Good morning. Good to see all of you again, and we are going to continue on our subject, which is successful life. We have took our first study. Who's here for the first time with us? Okay. All right. So quickly, we say that because we are very pressed on time, I think we should start our discussion according to your schedule at 11:40. So we have about maybe 20 minutes. We'll try to balance the time between the study and the discussion. So yesterday morning we took the right beginning of the successful life, and we have seen the difference between accomplishments and the true success as the Word of God teaches it to us. And last night we have spoken about the example of Joseph as someone who was truly successful. So no one can deny the success that Joseph had in his life, and the Bible present him to us as someone that the Lord has witnessed that he was a successful. The Lord was with him, and he was a prosperous or a successful man. Today we are going to continue on as we have said the right beginning, as now you have experienced that changed heart and changed life that can put you on the right track for success in life. We spoke last night about the fear of God. Today we are going to speak from another example that we have in the Bible, which is Joshua. And the key of adherence to the Word of God as in the life of Joshua. Yesterday we spoke about the fear of God, the presence of God that fills my life, and this what will lead me to a successful life. Today we are going to speak about the Word of God that Joshua was adhering to, and it led him to be such a successful man. You know that Joshua is the first book in the Bible that is named under a person, right? So he was, the Holy Spirit has seen in this man a person that was truly a leader, that has, in a very needed time, step up to do the plans of God toward his people. So you know that Joshua has started to be a servant of Moses, and he was a great follower and a great disciple to a leader in his time, which is Moses. And when Moses died, he stepped up to the responsibility. He was already someone that learned the ways of God from his leader, his previous leader, Moses. And now he stepped up to the great responsibility. You know that Moses brought the people of God from Egypt, and this is the book of Exodus. He brought them out of Egypt, and they went to the Sinai, to the wilderness, but they never crossed the River Jordan to the promised land. Joshua had that responsibility, that they had to cross the River Jordan to the promised land, the land that is flowing with honey and milk, that God has promised people, his people, to inherit. And Joshua, after crossing the Jordan, he had to fight great battles, that he has to clean this land from the people that were worshiping idols. And as they had the land, now he had the responsibility to divide it among the tribes of God's people and ask them to possess this land. Throughout all his life, he was a good follower to what the Lord has taught him through Moses. And he was a follower of God's word. He was so adherent to what God has commanded Moses. The word of God was so dear and precious to his heart that it made of him such a great leader. Worshiping God was his All life, that at the end of his life, it was concluded as he gathered the people, and he told them, today, it is your choice. You have seen what these people are worshiping outside, but for me and for my household, I worship God. And he led the people to, in his time, to worship the living God. A great leader in his time, that was a great success. I encourage you to read the book of Joshua. And before reading the book of Joshua, you might also find out where Joshua was mentioned in Exodus, the book of Exodus and Numbers and Deuteronomy. He was mentioned at least about 7 times in these 3 books, and there are great lessons. We just want to take in the life of Joshua the aspect of his adherence to the word of God, that we might also be all stimulated and encouraged to have the same desire toward the word of God. So what did the word of God do really in the life of this great leader? So by the word of God, Joshua grew from a just follower to Moses, a servant to Moses, that to a great leader that led the people of God into a great task that they had to possess the land across from the Jordan. In Exodus 33 verse 11, we read, "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, and his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, and we are all here, young men and young women, did not depart out of the tabernacle." That was, he was there in the tabernacle. He knew where is the place that he be. And the tabernacle was the place where God dwelt among his people in these days. He never departed the tabernacle. He knew that here is the word of God being revealed and declared to Moses. So he stayed close to where he should be. He did not go out of that field, that where he can grow. In Psalm 119 verse 103, we read, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to thy mouth." So the word of God is our food. If you are a believer, if you have put your faith in the person of the Lord Jesus, and now you are saved by his grace, I will tell you that far be the thought that you will grow in your life, and to be successful, you have to be growing. There has to be a measure of growth. And there is no growth to me and to you if we are not cleaving and eating the word of God. I know that nowadays it is the days of fast food, the days of quickly changing the picture and the screen, and staying before the word of God may be something, I'll tell you, it's too heavy for the flesh. Our flesh, our human nature, it's too heavy for it to stay before the word of God. But someone here, like Jeremiah, he said, "Thy words," and I want you to read these words with me, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." Jeremiah say that. "And thy word was unto my joy." He ate them, and these words, a cause of joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah said, "I found your word and I ate them. And as I ate your words, these words have turned into me, the reaction of this was a true joy and a true rejoicing." In 1 Peter 2:2, we read, as a newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. Imagine that a parent will have a child. God will give them a child. And this child, from when he was a month old, they look at his height and they look at his weight. and they feed him, and they look at him, and they see how measure of growth he has. And then when he is 6 months, he did not increase even 1 inch. How sad will be his parents? Because what they're looking for, that they want to see their child is growing. And I want to ask you, how much do you eat from the Word of God? Do you want to be successful in life? You might be a great businessman. You might be a rich person. You might be someone who is a great sport player that have a great fame. Whatever it is, a dream of any young man or young woman in this life. But I can tell you that away from the Word of God, you will have no success. Why? Because there is no true growth. You cannot be successful in life without being changed. And nothing will make you to change and grow unless you are close to the Word of God. There are many things that can block my appetite to the Word of God. Yes, you know the believer, Satan will not fight the unbelievers. If you are in the hand of Satan, he will not fight you. He will just enslave you and let you to do whatever he wants you to do. But if you are snatched out of his hand and now you become a child of God, Satan always fights with you. And he knows that the Word of God is a cause of your growth. So one thing, he is always very careful to make you to stay away from your Bible. He's very careful to that he wants you to make you stay away from your Bible. And if in this conference we will succeed and you will take home as you coming out of this conference that you will be loving more the Word of God, that the Word of God is a cause of my growth, is my food, is my real food. And the Bible said that it's not by bread. The Lord Jesus said that to Satan when he wanted to tempt him and to change the stone into bread. He told him, not by food alone man lives, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. So the Word of God is a reason that Joshua had grew, and we cannot grow truly away from the Word of God. But we found also that in the Word of God, Joshua meditated day and night. So you read the Bible, it's good to read a chapter, and the amount is good. Like, how many of you finish the Bible in a year? All right, so maybe we can start to do that. I want you to go after this meeting and just Google, give me a schedule to finish the Bible in a year. And maybe make today, Sunday, September 2nd, is day number one. It doesn't have to be January 1st. So don't wait until January 1 to start that resolution. But maybe today go and Google how I can finish the Bible in a year. And you'll find many different schedules that you can have to finish the Bible in a year. I saw a young man raise his hand. God bless you. That's great. All right? But it is good to read the Bible, and I encourage you to finish at least the Bible in a year. I know a young man, he is not a young man now anymore. He is still a young man. He's 30 years old. He is older than you. But I knew that he was finishing the whole Bible every 6 months. The whole Bible, he was finishing it every 6 months. So he was reading like maybe 10 chapters a day or 12 chapters a day. Good dedicated time. And I would like you, because that's your food. But not just reading, but here Joshua, he was meditating. And what the word meditating mean? Meditating meaning what? Give me. You're better than me in English. Meditate meaning what? Understand, think, focus. Anyone else add? Meditate. Ponder. Wonderful. Yes. practice, put it to practice, maybe it will come, you know. But meditate, good. So ponder, think, focus. Excellent. Anyone else? Meditate. Yes. Dwell on. Great. Anyone else? Meditate. All these are wonderful words or synonyms that you have mentioned now to this word meditate. So it's not just I will read, let me finish, because it's not something that I'm going to touch, and when I touch, I'm going to take blessings. Yes, I will be blessed every time, but it has to come into my eyes, through my eyes, to my mind, to my heart, and start to do its work. When you take the food, all right, you cannot just look at the food. You have to eat it. And after you have to eat it, it has to go to your stomach. It has to be digested. There are certain processes that have to happen for your food to be digested and to benefit from it, right? So the Word of God is the food that it need to meditate on it, dwell in it, think, focus. And Joshua, the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate herein day and night. Meditate day and night. If you go to Psalm 119, which is the longest psalm and the longest chapter in the Bible, it is all speaking, the whole Psalm 119 speak about the Word of God. You will find many times that the word that at the middle of the night, I wake up meditating in your word, day and night. And in Psalm 1, we know about the successful man that does not walk in the way of the wickedness or of the wicked people, or does not sit in the scornful sitting, but in the word of the Lord is his delight. In his word, he meditates day and night. What's your thoughts when you go to the bed at night? What do you think of? You want to be a successful man? This is the way that I have to be close to the Word of God. You want to be a successful woman in your life? And God give a report, and heaven give a report, a true report. We're not talking about materials. We're not talking about, we saw yesterday, that true success and true, it will have accomplishments that it has eternal value. It's out of the scope of even what people can see, just see in life. If you want that, the Word of God has to really come and be part of me. Like you are, there is a saying that you are what you eat, right? You are what you eat. What are you eating throughout the day? If I'm just eating, being in my phone, and just talking to different people, all what will be in your mind is the talk of the people. If I'm in my screens and my phone, just watching different things, which might not be even appropriate, that will be what I'm feeding my brain. And that's what I'm going to eat. And you know that? That's what you will be. But as the children of God, as those who now God has redeemed, and we were worshiping him now. If we want to be true successful people for his glory, you cannot stay away from the Word of God. Meditate in it day and night. But the Word of God did not depart his mouth also. So it was his language. So when we speak, we speak the language of the Word of God. Did not depart out of his mouth. And this is a very, very good verses in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 and 19, when the Lord was commanding Moses about his word. And he is telling him, therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them a sign upon your hands, and they may be a frontlace between your eyes. By the way, and you speak them by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you shall teach them your children, speaking them when thou sittest in the house and when thou walkest in the way. Imagine, this is what, that's what a successful life will be. That's not, this is not for someone in a different age. This is for someone in 2018. In September of 2018. Because the word of God is everlasting word. It's beyond time. It's not for a certain time. It's not for people who are, is for, who now so retarded in their thoughts and they are not up to the modern and fashion. No. The word of God is everlasting. What's everlasting mean? That it's beyond time. Time does not control the word of God. And the God here is telling Moses, when you go in the way, you talk the word of God. When we speak to each other, our language is not the language of a, of something that we heard in a song or in someone of this world or something that does not glorify God. But if you want to be truly a successful person in life, this is the way that the word of God be my language and what's in my mouth. But it's also according to the word of God, Joshua lived and left nothing undone of all that the Lord has commanded Moses. So what, all what he had is the books of Moses that Moses has written. And at that time, all what the Lord has commanded Moses, Joshua left nothing undone of that. He lived according to it. So a wonderful thought I heard here, that we practice it. We put to practice. When God speaks to me, and this is wonderful, that you, the Lord now is telling me in this chapter, the word of God is not written about me. We all say that. It's not written about me, but it is written for me. It's written because this is God's message to me. So it is written for me. So as I'm reading the word of God every day, so I take for my life a practical lesson that I'm going to live according to it. When I read the chapter and the Lord say, and the chapter say that the harvests become white, for the fields become white for someone for the harvest. And then the Lord say, go ye, you go and help in this harvest and bring someone unto the Lord. I take it to myself and I tell him, Lord, help me today that as I'm going to school, as I'm going in my way, that you put someone in my way that I can bring him. Someone that can be snatched from the hand of Satan, from the slavery of this cruel enemy, and from the eternal damnation that is before him. Help me, Lord. And you know, the Lord is so pleased to hear a prayer according to his will like this. So as you read the word of God every day, the Lord will put in your way things to put in practice, because the word of God is so practical. It's not theories. But it is all, it is a book written by men, led by the Holy Spirit, and it is from the lives of men that they have already lived here on earth that we can take a great lessons to put in practice. So these are some of the wonderful lessons that we can learn from the life of Joshua as he adhered to the word of God. He grew by the word of God. He, in the word of God, he meditated day and night. The word of God did not depart his mouth. It was his language. And the word of God, it was the way he is living every day. I have written here also for you, if you would like to write these in your notes, these scriptures that you can go through it, about what does also the word of God can do for us. We have seen the growth, but what else the word of God can do for us? In Matthew 5, verse 8, if you want to write these verses. In Matthew 5, verse 8, it has the purification. It makes you pure. The Lord told the disciples, you are pure. You are looking for purification. The Word of God is the water that washes you every day, and I need it to purify me. In Ephesians 6:17, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, that it makes me one in the warfare, in the battle against all the temptation of Satan. And then in James 1:23-25, the Word of God is the mirror that corrects me. So every time I stand in front of the mirror, I have to come out of the mirror looking better. In whatever way I am, I was before the mirror, I am much better now after I left the mirror. Otherwise, if I look at the mirror and I leave my hair and I leave my clothes and I leave everything as it is, then that will be definitely the aim of that mirror. Then the Word of God give me joy in Jeremiah 15:16. If you're looking for joy, you all say that, oh, we need to have fun. Did you have fun? This is the word of our ages, right? You have fun today? Yeah, I will tell you. The true joy, the true rejoicing that can really bring the true happiness that can last is the Word of God. Jeremiah 15:16. Then in Psalm 119 verse 105, it gives me direction. As a lamp to my feet and light to my path. It gives me direction. Imagine, we are in a very dark world. And I will tell you that as I lived, every year I see how it's becoming darker and darker. And the word darker meaning that how Satan is trying to blind people, to lead them to be so far from the thoughts of God. And it's taking it to the level of not individuals, not just the families. Now it's becoming at the level of governments that be far from the thoughts of God. And this is darkness. Who will give you direction? Where to go? You need direction? You will find it in the Word of God. Adhere to it. Be sure that every day you spend time with it. Then the Word of God also in Psalm 119:63, it decides who is my companion. Who are my companions? Who are my friends? I am companion to those who love thee and to those or those who fear thee and those who love thy precepts. Psalm 119:63. I only walk. These are my friends. I'm very sure you are all challenged to be invited to, for example, birthdays of ungodly people. And there you can hear every word in the world. And there you can see things that might not glorify God. This might not be, they can be my classmates, but they don't have to be my friends. They don't have to be my companions that I keep chatting with them in my phone. But my companion, who is my companion? Those who fear thee and those who love thy precepts. In Psalm 119:66, the Word of God give me discernment and knowledge. You be a discerner. You be a decent person. You be someone who knows when to talk, when to stop. You be someone who is polite, who knows not just of the with the morals of this world, but with the godly morals, that you will be a decent person. And then in Psalm 119:99, the Word of God give me wisdom, wiser than the old people. You remember the Lord Jesus, he was 12 years old. Where was he? He was there in the temple with the doctors, with the elders, and he was asking them and listening to them, and they were astonished of the wisdom that he has. Where he had as 12 years old these wisdoms? Because he was full of the Word of God. Yesterday we read that verse in Psalm 40 verse 7, how that the Word of God was in the midst of his bowel. that in his word was his delight. He is the one that's truly, Psalm 1 applies for him 100% about the Lord Jesus, that he, that the Lord of God was his delight. So give him wisdom. Psalm 119 verse 165, the Lord, the word of God, give me peace. Give me peace. Those who are looking for peace, the word of God, give me that peace. Are you worried? Are you worried about tomorrow? Are you worried about anything in life? Are you worried about eternity? The word of God give you that assurance. That assurance. The word of God give you that peace. I tell you a story about a lady that was me in the office, and after I finished giving her all her medicine, examined her, finished everything, she asked me and told me, can I just spend 2 minutes with you, not in medicine, I want to ask a question. I told her, okay, go ahead. She told me, I want to tell you that I'm so afraid to die. I am not in peace with myself. I'm afraid to die. I'm afraid of death because I see people dying and I don't know what will happen to me after that. And I lifted up my heart and I told them, Lord, what do you want to tell this lady in this, in these moments? She came very sincere. Her eyes were tearful as she was asking the question. And we started to open the word of God. Where should I go? But to the word of God, to give the assurance to the troubled soul, where we can turn to. Peter told the Lord that where we will go, Lord, the words of eternal life is with you. We cannot go anywhere. We have to come to you. And the Lord assured her and gave her that assurance from the blessed assurance that the believer has, that he is translated from the power of darkness into the peace of God that passes all circumstances, that keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Where we can find this? You can find it only in the Word of God. It's so, the Word of God is so rich, will make you so rich, will make you so successful, will make you so mature, will make you a mature person. When you speak, they say, what is this maturity? Your words are wiser than any older person. Where you brought that from? Where you brought that wisdom? Where you brought that insight? It's from the Word of God. I wish that we all love the Word. The psalmist in Psalm 119, he say that how much I love your word. The whole day it is my meditation. How much I love thy word. I will tell you, nothing Satan will hate or is hating like the word of God. And he will do everything to block your appetite, to stay a word from the Bible. But how about we bow our heads now before we go quickly to maybe 15 minutes only of discussion. We bow our heads and we tell him, Lord, maybe forgive me, I neglected your word. I really loved many things of this world, but I really didn't love the word. And that's why no wonder I'm stunned in my growth. I'm not growing. Maybe no wonder I did not bring a soul to you for a long time. Maybe no wonder I am not in peace with myself. Lord, forgive me. I want to, today, as you are speaking to me, that you want me to be successful in my life. You're directing me to that example of Joshua, that he loved your word, that he lived according to it, that he was meditating on it day and night, that it was the language of his mouth. Let it be with me, Lord, today. And forgive me. Forgive me. I want to confess. Would you confess before him now that I neglected your word, Lord? I didn't give it a priority in my life. It wasn't my first thing that I did in the morning. It wasn't even through the day. Days passed without even opening my Bible. And no wonder, Lord, that Satan is playing with me and I am like in his hand, like he's moving me. He is taking me away from you. Lord, forgive me. Let me love your word. Lord Jesus, we realize that how the word of God was, even you are the word. You are the word forever, that in the fullness of time you have came here in the flesh, but how much you loved the word, that the word was part of you, was inside you. It was your language. How much you, the word was dear to you, that even 12 years old when you was here on the earth, how people around you were astonished of the wisdom that you had as you were full of the word of God. So today we are praying that all of us, even Lord, you know how much I need to spend more time close to your word, cleaving to your word. All of us here, we are in need for that. Forgive us, Lord. Many days passed, maybe, and we didn't read our Bibles. And the Bible was not the language of our mouth. Many things of this world, it was the language of our mouth and our jokes and our talk. But Lord, help us that it will be the true cause of our joy, to change our lives, to make us even closer to you. Lord, we're asking all this, not because we deserve it, but because you love us, because you are God of all grace, that you are intending good things toward us here in life and throughout eternity. In your precious name we pray, amen. Amen.